Well, hello. Hi there, and welcome back to Etsy and Beyond. I'm super excited to chat with Tef today, who's going to be talking with us about what I like to call the myth of good enough. This is when you're in a niche on Etsy and everybody's like, well, you're pretty much where everyone else is, so there's no reason to try any harder. In your case, it might be photos or SEO, or maybe you have enough products because most people in your niche also have that many products. In Tef's case, we're going to be diving into images. This is one of the most sensitive topics. I get more pushback on this topic from people than anywhere else, especially the number one thing that I hear is, well, it's been working for me so far, from somebody who has, say, anywhere from 15 to 250 sales. And you know what? If you want 15 to 250 sales, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you want thousands of sales and you want to grow in the way Tef grew by over 400 sales in just a couple months, then buckle up and listen to today's episode. Let's get started by hearing from Tef.
Hey, this is Tef, and I want to tell you guys the story of my listing images because I definitely went through quite a journey to get to where I am. And I know that a lot of people think they can fix their listing images once and for all. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes it is not that simple. And sometimes you can think you have beautiful listing images, but they're not actually going to convert because of something small that's going on. So here's my story. I sell planner stickers on Etsy. And if I do say so myself, a lot of the listing images in my niche are not necessarily the best. So before I was part of the tribe, I was part of a Facebook group for sellers in my niche, and that's where I got a lot of my feedback. So I posted my listing images and asked for feedback there, and I always got amazing feedback. I had these beautiful mock-ups with my stickers on a desk with a computer and a cup of coffee, and some flowers, I think, were there, and they looked beautiful as a picture, but my listings were not converting. I was getting maybe one or two sales a month if I was lucky. It was really bad. There are a lot of other things going on with my shop back then, but definitely listing images was a big one for me. And it was really frustrating because every time I asked for feedback and thought, oh, maybe I should do something to my listing images. At that point in time, I was going through Jenny's free courses and her videos and whatnot. And I was thinking, oh, I think I have to change my listing images based on what I was getting from Jenny, but every time I asked for feedback, I was told that my listing images were absolutely gorgeous, and I was so confused as to what to do. So finally, I said, you know what? I'm getting great feedback. It must be something else in my shop. So I eventually joined the tribe in February of 2019, and one of the first things that I was told when I asked for a shop critique is that I needed to work on my listing images. And so here is the crux of what was wrong with my listing images. The images themselves were beautiful as images, but they were not good as listing images. The reason for that was that there was too much clutter in the actual image, and my product, my stickers, weren't taking up enough of the frame. So people were scrolling past them when they were tiny little thumbnails on Etsy. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't see the artwork on the stickers, and it wasn't enticing them to click. And I think that's what a lot of newer sellers on Etsy tend to do if they're trying to, you know, be super artsy and creative, is they'll try to create these beautiful settings for their products to be in. And that can be really great for subsequent listing images, but not for the first one. Because that first one really has to grab somebody, let them know what you're selling, and entice them to click in to figure out more. So I actually kind of resisted redoing my listing images when I first got this feedback from Jenny, because it's a pain in the butt. Let's be honest. I do mockups. I personally use InDesign. I know not a lot of people do their mockups in InDesign, but for me, I think that's the easiest thing to do. And I didn't want to go in and redo all of my templates. It was going to be a pain in the butt and it was going to take a long time. So I kind of resisted it. And so as I said, I joined the tribe in February. And then I think it was June or July that I finally started working on it. And that's when I started getting some new iterations of what was going on. And so I ended up zooming in to my stickers a lot more so you could see what was going on so that the actual product was taking up 90% of the frame. That way I was utilizing all of the space I was getting in my listing images. I was still using mockups, but I could utilize being able to do those mockups a lot more effectively. On the images that I didn't redo, I went into my Etsy listing settings and I zoomed in on that first listing image so that at least there wasn't all the distraction around it when things are showing up in search. And I just started changing everything. And I had this whole thing where I had like 5 different backgrounds I was using for my different listing images, and I was going to change it up and make it all look, have a variety what was going on in the shop. And I think it was around maybe October or November that I realized that while the images were better and while I was definitely making more sales at that point in time, they still were not where I needed them to be. And again, a lot of the listing images in the planner sticker niche aren't as optimized as they could be. So it's really hard for me to go in and say, oh, all of these sellers that are doing really well are doing all of these things. I should incorporate those into my own original listing image design or template. And so I was really lost. And so that's kind of when I decided I was going to do another iteration. So I chose a new, simpler background for my images. A lot of the other things in the listing image were the same, but I just simplified everything and tried to streamline it. And that is really where my listing images started converting more. And it's kind of crazy because I start out with this beautiful setting and, oh, this image is gorgeous. And then the more I simplify it, the more it speaks to people. And so now I've gone from, I think in October of 2019, I had 90 sales total in my shop. Now I'm at over 500. So it's really been a huge difference. And as I said before, while I have done a lot of other things in my shop, the listing images are a big change that I made because now when people find my items in search, they can actually see what's going on and they can decide if they want to click on it to learn more. And I do tend to have a pretty good conversion rate too, which shows that they like what they see once they actually click. And I do have those other listing images. Once you click in, you can see a little bit more detail. You can see some of the stickers in use in some of them, or I'll point out different features. But that first listing image needs to be really clear. What is it? What are you getting? And that was kind of the turning point for my shop. So I want to encourage you, if you don't have simple images that really show what the product is and take up most of the frame, that people can tell what you're selling at a glance, then you need to work on it. And I know it's frustrating, but I'll tell you, it took me 3 iterations to get it right. And now it's awesome. And it's made such a difference in my shop. So I hope you enjoyed my story. And I encourage you to take a look at your listing images so that you can make your Etsy shop sell more.
Okay, so this was so insightful, and I just want to thank Tef for sharing this with us because, man, is this a common problem, and you might not even know you have it. For all of you out there, if you have been working on your photos for ages, you probably are 90% of the way there. But if you've only done your photos once and you think that they're good enough and you don't think you need to worry about photography at all, in my experience, those are the people that I'm talking to right now that actually could make a huge difference in the amount of sales that they're making if they just paid closer attention to photos. So the bottom line is, on Etsy, we don't always see the world's best photos. Let's be honest. Any search page, even the first page of search, has crappy photos on it. We all know this. We've all seen it. So why even bother if people aren't going the distance? Now, this is the crux of the problem that I think Tef is talking about. Why even bother? So Tef could have gone on being that seller who made, a couple sales a month forever, as long as she wanted. But that wasn't what she needed from her Etsy shop. And if a couple sales a month make you happy, then don't do the extra work. But if you want to grow immensely, I mean, Tef said from October 2019 to now, and she recorded this episode back in, I think it was August of 2020. So about 9 months, she grew by over 400 sales. Whereas the previous year, I believe she'd made something like 20. So Tef like five times her results because of one specific thing that she honed in on. So if you are the sort of person who's like, well, I could do this. I don't know if I want to. Here's the thing. Let's be honest. Photos are easy to change. Might be a pain in the butt. Might be a pain in the butt to take new photos. Might be a pain in the butt to upload new photos. But photos are easier than, say, learning brand new SEO strategies and then waiting for them to work because you won't know for months. So you have no idea if you did the right thing. Doing something new marketing-wise, like Pinterest, YouTube, Google, CreateJoy, Patreon, whatever, those things take forever. And unless you're a good writer and you know what you're doing, they probably aren't going to work for you very quickly. And they might not even work for you at all if you're not really putting all your energy into them. So if we're talking about Etsy and going the distance to do the extra credit, because most Etsy sellers will never do the extra credit. Spending 20 extra minutes here or there or redoing one thing every month is all it takes to put yourself head and shoulders above the rest and break through the crowd and start to change everything that is bothering you about what's going on in your Etsy shop. So if you think about, okay, what 30 extra minutes can I spend every week doing the extra credit? It becomes really easy. If you think about it as pictures are this big, huge thing I have to deal with and I don't know what photos to take, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you want Etsy sales, you're going to have to do occasional things you don't like. And here's the thing. You can make this fun. Photography can be fun. Go on Pinterest, create yourself an inspiration board. Look for beautiful product photos of your item, the ones that inspire you, the ones that make you go, ooh, and the ones that make you happy. And then just shoot for 30 minutes a couple times a week. That's all you need to do. I mean, we can also look at mockups on Creative Market for your product. Mockups are photos taken by professional photographers where you can just Photoshop your design over top of a blank product. And they often sell quite well. You have options. One of the things Tef talks about here is how her image was beautiful, but not good as a listing image. I really want to pay a lot of heed to this because selling products are different than taking Instagram photos, guys. Like, don't take photos of your products in the same way you would take a photo for Instagram or to send your family. It is just not the same type of photography. Product photography involves understanding what the product is from the first view. I can't tell you how many times I see products that are product photos are so crowded. I don't even know what this person is selling. I had a mug seller a while back who would set her mugs in this beautiful office setting, and everyone said her photos were beautiful, just like Tef experienced. But there were so many things in a photo, I had no idea whether she was selling the mug on the table, the clipboard, was it the computer cover that was on the computer? I had no idea. There were also some beautiful pens and pencils and golden paperclip. Like, what was she selling? That photo was so zoomed out that the mug was actually the last thing you saw in that photo. And if you're selling a mug and no one's noticing the mug, well, no one's going to click that photo. If you can't even read what's on the mug, which was happening in this seller's case, then who cares? I can see a million and one blank mugs that I can't read. I can also walk into Target and ignore all those mugs easily. But when it comes to making sales, you need to entice people. Close-up product photos definitely work for first listing images. Okay, we're not going to sit here and talk about white background versus flat lay versus lifestyle. All of those things can work if you have the right photo. Basically, you can do no wrong as long as your product is the star of the show. It's clear to read. And this is the thing with photos. Experiment. Why not just try a little bit of everything? Unlike pretty much everything else you can do for your Etsy shop, marketing, SEO, changing your titles, tags, descriptions, whatever, those things take time to kick in and they can basically, you can't go back. You know, once you change those things, when you go back, you won't get the same results you did. So they're more dangerous to experiment with. photos you can experiment with and you will see nearly instant results. So if I were to experiment with my photos today, in a week, I would either expect to see my traffic drop, stay the same, or go up. And if that traffic goes up, I know that those photos are more enticing to buyers, so I can keep adding more photos like it to my other products. A lot of times what I recommend sellers do is they take 5 of their most popular products, copy them so you do not lose your original results, and then add new photos to the copy. The first photo needs to be different. Let's see if we can make those more popular. You can change your tags and titles too if you want to on the copy. I don't like to have exact copies in my shop. I don't think it's good for my SEO. And that's just because of Google's duplicate content rule, which you are free to Google or look below for. But I do like to play with that photography, and photography will kick in long before SEO, long before marketing. So play, see what there is to see. Don't do your whole shop. Do a couple at a time. See what matters. If you really want to see some magic, take your least viewed listings. Try to make them so enticing that suddenly they're getting views. You don't have to make a copy of least viewed listings. You're not losing anything. So play with your least viewed listings if you're not sure about this strategy. Create some amazing photos. Do some different iterations. Play with things. Have fun. Everything doesn't need to be miserable. And photography is one of the things that is basically the coolest part about our jobs, because we can change our future just by modifying how we look at something and how we take a photo of it. Walk around it 1,000 times. Take 1,000,000 different pictures. Try different lighting. Look at pictures online. See if you can replicate things that are beautiful. You will never get an exact copy, but your replicate attempt might wind up being absolutely amazing. So remember, image upgrades are a really easy way to make more sales. There is a point of diminishing returns. Do not change your photos weekly or monthly. Keep them up for a little while, see what happens, and don't constantly be adding new photos to your whole shop. That is a waste of your time. Try a few in a few places at a time. And honestly, once my shop started selling to a point where I was pretty happy, so about 1,000 sales a year, I just upgraded my photos every 9 months or so. And that seemed to be good for my case. So if you're at a point where you're happy, you don't have to do this process. But if you're not at a point where you're happy, you can mess with this process and try to squeeze more out of what you already have without having to wait months and months for it to work. So once again, thank you so much to Tef for telling us this lovely story. It's so helpful. It is such a common problem that I run into with Etsy sellers. And I can't wait to see you guys upgrade your photos. Please don't hesitate to check below for more info from this episode. And remember that when you donate to the podcast, you are supporting me and this podcast to keep us going. It costs $600 a month just to do this for you guys. If you want to hear more from more Etsy sellers, if you want to contribute yourself, if you want to hear these stories every month, please don't hesitate to donate. It's only $5. It can make a game-changing difference for us to be able to keep doing this. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next month. Most of you, like, hey, Carrie, can you cut that most of you? Because it's just rude. So make a copy or cut that. So once again, thank you so much to Tef for listening. Oh my God, Carrie, I can't talk today. Bye.